Very honored today to have a special guest. Guests, I could say. Sounds like we have the whole band there. Is that right, Tim?
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I guess so. Well, it's good to have you in town, and we're gonna try to do a phone interview as best we can here. I'm trying to make sure we don't have a lot of feedback. And so, Steel Wool, you are from Eugene, Oregon. Is that correct?
A couple of us live in Eugene. The other couple of us live in Swiss Home.
Oh, where's that?
Well, that's a little tiny town on the central Oregon coast in the mountains.
Oh, well, there you go. And hang on just a second here. If we're trying to adjust volumes here, we this is live radio. You know, the people don't do that anymore, so we're
yay, live radio.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can here to get this thing working. Now, tell me a little bit about first off, your show tonight. Let's start off with that. What are you going to be doing? What's it all about? And that kind of thing.
Well, we were here in Nehalem last October, did a show in the theater. We had a lot of fun. The folks that were there had a great time. So we wanted to come back. We worked with Mary Moran, who runs the program there, and set up this night with the doors open at 7. We start playing around 7:30, where our plan is to do two sets of music. The first will be all acoustic instruments, including Nell Applegate on Mbira. And the second set we'll be opening with our electric guitar and getting a little more raucous.
What do you mean by raucous?
Well, I think folks will find out. You mentioned you were going to play our song Electro Sheet Therapy, and that's a pretty good definition of raucous.
Oh, good.
So just let folks hang on to listen to that to find out exactly
now
what we mean.
I talked to you earlier. This is a family-friendly show, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I think the third or fourth song in the set is called Candy. It's on our first CD, and it's all about walking down the aisle in the grocery store with your mama on your left and your daddy on your right, looking for that special bright-colored stuff that tastes so good.
Wow. Now, how do people get in? What's the tickets, and where are they available?
We have pre-sale tickets online on our website, steelwoolband.com. So we'll probably close that down about 5 o'clock. And then there's tickets at the door. A pre-sale are 10, and if you get a pre-sale ticket, you get a free download card of our most recent CD, which is a great deal. At the door, the tickets are $12 a piece. And we hope everybody listening comes tonight.
Well, I wish I could be there. As I told you, I'm going to be let everybody else know too. I'm not there right now, and would love to be. And hopefully, next time you come into town, we'll be able to take that all in. First off, what's the name of the band? How did that come about?
Well, we're called Steel Wool, and we were hanging around the kitchen table one day and trying to come up with names, and we realized that at the time we all had kind of long hair, and mine is kind of gray and steely looking, and so Randy's is real curly and steel woolish, and so that's what we came up with, that Steel Wool, and we kind of gone with that. So whenever we're on the stage and the name gets mentioned, why, everybody baas, which you might have noticed.
And I did.
And we have a lot of stuffed sheep and puppet sheep and plastic sheep hanging around on the stage.
Ceramic sheep.
Just so that nobody forgets that we're steel wool while we're playing.
You don't even have any hand puppets called Lamb Chop, do you?
No, Lamb Chop is not among us. You know, Lamb Chop is passed away now. And
oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Still trying to get over it myself. Now, you have been, Tim, been around music for a while. You've been playing since, what, the mid-60s?
I got a guitar when I was 14, and I've been, and that was in 1964. So I've been playing for a long time in all kind of different iterations, and the same thing with everybody else in the band. TR has been playing professionally since she was in high school, and Nell has been playing in all kind of different things. She was a music major when she started college. Randy began his music career selling instruments, and now he's a fantastic drummer and keyboard player and guitar player. And it's, yeah, we, my grandpa used to play music on the piano in the pit of silent movies back in the 30s. So it's in my blood, that's for sure.
Where are you from?
I grew up in Neenah, Wisconsin.
Mm. Wow.
Far away from here, yeah, in the glorious Midwest.
And you have opened for a couple of big-name groups.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, see, I do my research, so I, you know, it's, I'm not, I want to make sure you get your plugs in and let people, got to give you some cred, you know?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah,
go give you some cred.
Yeah, I opened for a band I was in, opened for Ted Nugent in Des Moines, Iowa, a couple times. That was a long, long time ago. He's not my favorite guy these days.
And, mine either.
The best show that we did was in Asbury Park, New Jersey, where the band I was in then opened for the Byrds in, you know, Bruce Springsteen's hometown. That was pretty fun.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time tonight, and I want to run through it again. Steelwoolband.com for tickets ahead of time, right? Until about 5 o'clock today?
That's right. Yeah.
$10, or it's $12 at the door. And if you buy it, buy your tickets online, it's cheaper. Plus, you get to download some great music.
That's right.
And we'd like to see all the community out to support the North Coast Recreation District, because it's a wonderful organization. It really does create community here, and the theater is a very sweet spot for us. And we hope that people should come out tonight.
All right. Well, I hope they do, and appreciate you coming by, and hopefully we'll have you in Nehalem again, and do another concert so I can go this time.
All right. Well, you send us your calendar, and we'll work from that.